The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Jalen Rose, I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give the people what they want.
The Sixers beat the Lakers last night. The Nets big three got a big win, but we start with some breaking news from our guy, Adam Schefter. It is now official that Deshaun Watson, that man right there, no longer wants to play with the Texans. He doesn't care if you hired David Culley as the head coach. He wants out. Jalen, he has a no-trade clause, so he can kind of push himself to where he wants to go. How do you see this playing out in Houston?
He don't care if they have Vince Lombardi as the coach. And the one thing about this situation is it reminds me of the visual of J.J. Watt walking off the field, apologizing to Deshaun Watson. That let me know what was going on the inside. And when a player this talented makes that kind of coin from the team, he's not just your quarterback. You know what he is, Jacoby? He's your partner, okay? And so I just don't understand if you're the Houston Texans and the goal is to win football games, you lose D-Hop in one offseason and got fleeced in the move. Everybody knew it happened. Like, you ain't even have to be a football genius or an expert to see what they got for D-Hop and was like, wait a minute, that was a terrible deal. That guy, Bill O'Brien, lost his job. But he still was allowed to do the deal. They signed Deshaun Jacoby to a mega deal like Mahomes this same offseason. Basically, and he was at the podium, and he was so enthusiastic to be there, and it was tears in his eyes. And you know how I always tell you how long I've been rooting for him as a young person. And so for them not to include him, alienate him, and make him want to be out a year later, that's terrible for an organization. And they're going to lose a franchise quarterback, and you know they are very hard to find. Who in the Super Bowl? Yep. Let me see. Mahomes, Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. Old school Chevy, drop top Porsche. You need a terrific quarterback under center to play in the big game. Deshaun is that. The Houston Texans, I'm just shaking my head right now.
I know. Deshaun had such a good year. Completion percentage was so high. Touchdowns. He only had 7 interceptions this entire year for that Houston Texans offense. And the hire of David Culley is, he's a very positive person from what I hear and read. But here's the thing is he was the passing game coordinator, wide receivers coach, and assistant head coach for the Baltimore Ravens. How did the Ravens do in passing last year? Because it sounds like he had a serious influence over that. Oh, wait, they were last. They were last. And that was the main problem with their offense was passing. So I wish him the best. But you would like your team to hire a head coach coming off success, not necessarily coming off such a bad passing performance, which was his jurisdiction with the Ravens. But Jalen, we move on from the NFL to the NBA, where we had, at the time, the number one team in the Western Conference against the current number one team in the Eastern Conference. It was the Lakers against the 76ers. And we will get to how we got there, but we got to a final play that you have some interesting thoughts on. Take us through what you see on the screen right here.
Well, contending teams and ultimately championship-level teams, you want your best players in the action when it matters most. And even though Joel Embiid is a top 10 player and Ben Simmons is an all-NBA caliber player, they each have fatal flaws. For Embiid, has been his injury history. And for Ben Simmons, he doesn't make shots outside of the paint, and he's not a free throw shooter. So if you notice, when they draw up the final play, you now have to put the ball in Tobias Harris's hands, who's done a terrific job this year, has been really efficient playing under Doc, and put him in actions with Curry, who's a knockdown three shooter. And when you go against the top teams, you want to see Tatum or Brown have the ball. You want to see LeBron or AD have the ball. You want to see KD, Kyrie, or Harden have the ball. And so can this formula, if you're a Sixers fan, get you to a championship and or win you the Eastern Conference? That is what Daryl Morey was alluding to when he was talking about basically if they're not able to get it done this year. In my opinion, paraphrasing what he said, was that that would basically be the last year of Embiid and Simmons playing together with the Sixers.
I think you make some good points. You do want Simmons and Embiid involved in a play that's going to decide the game. But I also want to spend some time to celebrate Tobias Harris. He's had a bounce back year. He's played really well. They clearly wanted to get my man Alex Caruso in the action, which they did. It ended up being Caruso over Harris. Harris had some height advantage on him, was able to rise up, get a clean look at the basket, and finish it there. But what's interesting about this game isn't just the final shot, Jalen, is what led us there, because I was watching this game thinking, oh, look at Philly. They are cruising. They're absolutely cruising. They're up by a bunch of points. We got about 5 minutes left. Hold up. Wait a minute. The Lakers went on a tear. Yeah. Jalen, while the Sixers should be happy with the win, should they be concerned about this collapse being up by 12 with 4 minutes left and then watching it all fall apart?
Well, it just further accentuates my point, and that's why those two guys weren't in the action, because Tobias Harris has been playing well and he earned the trust of the coaching staff, because while the Lakers were going on that run, it wasn't necessarily even led by LeBron James. No. It was the Lakers just playing hard and all of a sudden getting themselves back into the game. So it's a great character win for the Sixers. And it also shows the humility of your best players. There's another way to look at that. I didn't see any ego from Ben Simmons or Joel Embiid. Tobias Harris had the mismatch. Doc Rivers trusted him, put the ball in his hand. He made the play. He knocked down the shot. It's always good when you can go deeper into your roster. That's why they paid him the big bucks. And if he's going to take advantage of his mismatches like he did, that makes Philadelphia a lot more scary.
This was a very Philadelphia performance. You get 28 from Embiid. You get 17, but also a triple-double from Simmons, and you get some big buckets from Harris. And it looked like a Philly run that they're on. They will continue. And I have maybe pointed out that their schedule hasn't been the strongest up to this point, but that was a signature win over the Lakers that keeps them at number one in the East. Now, Jalen, another team is going to try to get that number one spot in the East, because they don't have a big two. They have a big three, and that is the Nets. Did they win against the Hawks? Yes. Did it go to overtime against a Hawk team that hasn't been playing great coming out the gate? Yes. Is this encouraging or concerning for the Nets?
Well, I'm just encouraged watching James Harden play basketball, Jacoby. Like when people start saying best players and best point guards in the game and playmakers, you got to mention James Harden. I know he's led the league in total points and total free throws, three-pointers made, but he's also led the league in assists. And for him to easily reinvent his game to where he's like getting 30 and 15s and triple doubles, like it's no big deal. Like it's no big deal. They was playing against Trae Young yesterday. And I'm not necessarily concerned about their, you know, bulk up front, in particular in the fourth and OT, because they don't use DeAndre. They like to use Jeff Griggs. He's going to spread the floor and knock down threes to play alongside KD. And they're going to have their deficiencies. They're not going to contain the ball. The anchors of your defense are at the point of attack, Trae Young yesterday, and Capella, the anchor. And you see both of those guys balled against the Nets. And so they're going to be, you know, teams that are able to allow their best players to get going. But when you put those three guys together, man, they just are special offensively.
One thing I want to point out about Harden and sort of how he's adjusted to playing as part of this big three than sort of being a one-man band is in the last five games, he's had 14 shots, 9 shots, 10 shots, and last night, 20 shots that went along with the 15 assists. Do you think he will continue to be in this sort of playmaker facilitator role as opposed to what he was doing with the Rockets?
He has to be Jacoby. He's one of the best in the game at doing so. Absolutely. James Harden puts up video game numbers like it's no big deal. And what ends up happening is, since it isn't a lot of dunks, like, it looks easy. Mm-hmm. He's going to find ways to turn those, like, 10 or 15 shots into 35 points. He's been isolating more, like in yesterday's game, than KD and Kyrie combined. He's been the guy that's had the ball more in his hands than both of those guys combined. So he's setting the table early in the game, but he's actually been the guy closing the show.
Well, Jalen, we have a big show in front of us a week from Sunday. It is the Super Bowl, and some of the Super Bowl storylines are starting to matriculate. And this one I found interesting. It was a gentleman by the name of Scotty Miller, not necessarily the best known wide receiver in the National Football League, said that he could win in a foot race against Tyreek Hill. I'm taking Hill, as would any other logical human being. However, that did get us thinking. Which quarterback that will be under center in the Super Bowl has more to work with? Look at the offensive weapons that both these loaded teams have. When you put these up against each other, which team do you think has more for the quarterback to manipulate and use to move the ball down the field?
The team who has a quarterback that can also run.
Mmm.
How about that? This is clearly the Kansas City Chiefs. That's why they're in fast forward, Jacoby. Like, it's one thing for Scotty Miller to say he can race the cheetah, but when I watch football, there's nobody faster than him. No. There's no one faster than him. I don't care what the clock says. And Travis Kelce, the way he just glides all over the field. And Hardman, oh, he just muffle punt to start the game. No big deal.
No problem.
That's possession. Get him involved. He running long plays up the sideline. Like, no big deal. And so take anything away from the Bucs, but this is clearly the Chiefs.
That's the thing. With this conversation, all you have to say is Kelce and Hill, and I just zone out after that. Like, if Kelce and Hill are on one side, I don't care who's on the other side, because I'm kind of done with that. But we are not done with Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, quietly, you got to stay up to see it. But the Golden State Warriors are putting something together on the West Coast. Last night, Steph Curry had 2 points in the first half and then did his thing in the second half for a win over the Timberwolves. We'll break that down and much more. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
These are the breaks.
From Pier 17 and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, this is the segment where you decide what we discuss. It is time for Keep It Moving.
Wu-Tang!
If you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, we will keep it moving. And we start with, I can't believe I'm saying this, the 10-game win streak of the Utah Jazz. They went up against Luka and KP and the Jazz and made light work of them. What do you think of this 10-game winning streak from the Utah Jazz?
Sending well wishes to my guy Spider Mitchell, who missed the game. Hopefully he returns soon. We got the Jazz. Like I said, Jordan Clarkson, one of my favorite Heat check guys. You see Joe Ingles knocking down threes. Rudy Gobert grabbing every rebound, contesting every shot. And Royce O'Neal, they got a squad.
Hold up. I want to play that again, Tommy, because I did think the Jazz were boring, but I was watching the game last night, and I saw these two back-to-back possessions. Look at that finish from Jordan Clarkson. And this is the very next possession. This is like 10 seconds later in gameplay. We got Ingles from 30 feet to a flying Royce. I mean, I don't think the Jazz are boring anymore. I might be getting sold on the Utah Jazz. I honestly might be getting sold on the Utah Jazz. But we will move on. Jalen, we have...
Yesterday, I told you, I got y'all.
We have some news about one of the best to ever do it, Candace Parker. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Oh, hit the brakes.
She is going to play for the Chicago Sky. Jalen, what do you think about this move from former MVP, Candace Parker?
I'm really happy for her. I consider her family. And watching her just mature on and off the floor. I remember being a member of the Bulls when she was in high school and they won the championship. Yep. I remember seeing her at Tennessee when Bruce Pearl and one of my mentors, Tony Jones, was there. And to see her continue to graduate and become one of the greatest basketball players of all time, a generational change in talent, and a terrific analyst breaking down the game. So I'm really happy for her. She get a chance to play in her hometown.
Wants to go
and
home.
She's still going to put in work.
She just wants to go home and put in work. Don't bet against Candace Parker. Never bet against Candace Parker. Jalen, we have some news about Isaiah Thomas. Not the Bad Boys Isaiah Thomas, the other Isaiah Thomas. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
He wants to play in the FIBA America Cup because he wants to showcase his talents and get back into the NBA. What do you think?
Hey, dog, I'm rooting for him. Because I remember a handful of years ago, he was in Boston on averaging 30 and got traded for Kyrie Irving. He was doing work in the league. And at his size, it was amazing to see what he overcome. And then the injury that he had with his hip was basically misdiagnosed. He lost his sister and tried to show courage of his convictions and went out and played and competed for the team even though he was injured, Jacoby. And that cost him an opportunity to get a mega deal. So I'm rooting for him. And if he's healthy, just like his other Seattle brother, Jamal Crawford, they both should still be in the league.
He had hip surgery in the offseason. Isaiah Thomas says he's playing pain-free, and hopefully he can get himself back on a roster soon.
Absolutely.
The Warriors beat the Timberwolves in the battle of the number one and the number two picks in this year's draft. I kind of like what I'm seeing from the Warriors. Oubre's come around. Wiseman looks good. Sell me on these Warriors, Jalen.
I don't have to sell you on the Super Bowl because it just, you know, it was destined to be Brady leading Tampa Bay against KC. But when I'm watching the league now, Jacoby, and I'm seeing elite play like from Steph Curry out here getting cats on skates, shake them up, shake them up, shake them up, shake them, and shooting from range, the league is as exciting as I recall it ever being. It truly
really is.
Whether
we really missed Steph last year.
Not making the playoffs, no doubt.
We got Kevin Durant back. We got Steph back. We got some exciting rookies, two of them in this game. I just want to say something about this game. I'm watching this game. Steph Curry, you'll see his highlights right here.
That's
had 0 points. He had 0 points in the first half. Got a little layup at the very end. And then turned it around in the third quarter.
And then you got Wiseman and Edwards both balling. Rookies around the league balling.
Moving
nine
on.
Playoff teams. The league
we
is
had
on fire.
An MVP candidate, Nikola Jokic, lead his team against the depleted Miami Heat roster. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Like I said, the league on fire. I want to shout the Joker, but you said the Heat were depleted. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
What up, Matt?
We have the Boston Celtics actually playing with Tatum, Brown, and Walker all on the floor at the same time. You never believe this, for the first time this season. Do you think the Celtics, now at full strength, will turn it around and make a run at the top spot in the East?
Jaylen Brown is a certified dog, and he's going to be the best Jaylen ever played in the NBA, for sure. Dog. The other day I was watching him play, like he got a block or something, and he took it coast to coast and he got a dunk. And I just heard, like, what an amazing defensive play by Jaylen. And I was like,
that's never been said before in the history of the English language. We do have to salute the Spurs, though, because Greg Popovich has that team playing hard, and they did get this win against the Celtics.
Put Pop back up there if you can. Put Pop back up there if you can.
Why are we putting Pop and his hair back up there?
Yeah, yeah. Give my guy some love.
The sideburns, the hair. Oh,
you know
I love
what I'm
Pop
saying?
So much. Jalen, we have a nice dunk from college basketball.
Get the brakes.
This is Tramell Murphy of Drake University. Not Drake the rapper, Drake the University. And bang, he just bangs. It seemed like he almost waited. Like, that was rude. He waited a little bit just so he could bang on him.
He hit it with the Freddy Krueger, Jacoby. You know what that is? You got the body and I got the brain.
Jalen, we have an issue.
And they undefeated.
In the NBA, there's a real problem because there's a gentleman who was very good at basketball and very unhappy, and that is Bradley Beal, and we will show you why right after this. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Bradley Beal face.
Doubleheader tomorrow night on ESPN starting at 7:30. The MVP, Giannis,
back
and the Bucks take on Zion and the Pelicans. And then in the nightcap, it is Luka and the Mavs going up against the streaking Jazz. Both those games are on ESPN, and they're both preceded by NBA Countdown with Jalen Rose, Maria Taylor, and others. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, we need you to take us behind the curtain. Jalen, you've been on some losing teams, but have you ever scored 47 points and still lost? That is what Bradley Beal and the Wizards did against the Pelicans last night. Take us behind the curtain after you hear what Bradley said in the post-game press conference.
In a quick second, are you frustrated?
Is the sky blue?
Jalen, what is going through this man's mind? He thought maybe the addition of Russell Westbrook would elevate this team into the playoffs as many others did. Take us behind the curtain. What is he going through right now with this terrible start for the Wizards?
And they signed Bertans to a big deal, too. He's really frustrated, Jacoby, because the last 10 times he scored 40, they lost each time.
Wow.
Just think about that. And so he has to be asking himself, what's the upside here? I think he has what it takes to be a franchise player. So if I'm them, I'm not moving him. You just got to continue to build around him, and hopefully he continues to be enthusiastic to go out there and shine, because he is putting in work on a nightly basis.
Well, I'm hoping that we will get the Russell Westbrook that we saw before the suspension of the season last year, because what we've seen thus far from Russell Westbrook has been not as productive as anyone even considered he would be. I hope they can turn around, but I also see potentially Bradley Beal playing for the Warriors or the Sixers. We'll talk about that as we get close to the trade deadline. We'll be back tomorrow, ESPN, at 2 p.m.